News Talk 1620 WTAW on this Monday afternoon, continuing our series of visits with folks representing United Way of the Brazos Valley, Allison Prince. Here once again, we got started last week with an overview because campaigns are getting underway, and I again want to remind listeners that there are still opportunities to volunteer as well as obviously make a contribution to the community campaign, which is just underway, or starting next month, the State Employees Charitable Campaign.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, you're still more than welcome to contact us and learn more about United Way. You can always do that by going to our website at uwbv.org. But today I'm here to talk a little bit about, or have a guest here to talk a little bit about, one of our community investments. Last week, I talked about how United Way, through our community campaign, we work to provide community impact grants and community investments. We talked, I said that the four were 211 Texas, the Financial Fitness Center, Youth Leadership Cabinet, and the Volunteer Center. So today we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about 211 and what the service is in the community and how United Way works to provide that to our seven-county region. And here to talk about that is Missy Moore is what she's known as. Sorry, her technical name is Melissa. That's her when she's in trouble name. Melissa Moore. She's not naughty today. So today she's Missy. She's our 211 manager and outreach coordinator. So she's going to tell us a little bit about what 211 is and how it works in the community.
Right. Shoot. Thank you. So 211 is the number to call when you don't know who to call. So if you're looking for particular resources in the community, maybe you need to find a dentist. Maybe you need to find an opportunity to volunteer. Maybe you're a senior and you're looking for some activities to participate in the community, as well as the usual, you know, if you need help paying your rent, if you need help finding a job, help finding childcare, all those things you can call 211 for, as well as disaster. Don't forget 211 in times of disaster. Because we're the number to call when you're not sure where the shelters are, when you're not sure where you want to donate or who you can donate to, or just where to evacuate to if the need arises. So 211 is also available during times of disaster.
What's your call volume?
We average right now about 53,000 calls per year. So we stay pretty busy, but we can always be busier.
Yeah, that's a staggering number.
It is. It's a way to show light that while there are so many wonderful quality resources in the community, a lot of times people just don't even know where to get started. And so United Way works with the Texas Health and Human Services Commission in order to provide this service. 211 is really something that's available throughout the entire state of Texas. We have 100% coverage. There are 25 local 211 centers, and we like that they're local because we have local people working there that understand the resources in our community. The Salvation Army here is not the same as the Salvation Army in Houston or in Dallas or in El Paso. They're very unique to the community, and so United or 211 being here in Bryan College Station, we know our resources here in our seven-county region.
Any more unique because of the transitory nature of being a college town?
Not so much. I mean, our average caller is usually a senior citizen or a single parent. So we don't get so much of the calls for the college kids, but we get a few.
Well, keep 211 in the back of your mind when you have a question then.
That's right.
Great starting point. And again, it's part of United Way of the Brazos Valley. More information online, uwbv.org, not only about 211, but again, getting involved in the community campaign, which is underway, or again, starting next month, the State Employees Charitable Campaign. And again, the reminder going out, it's early enough if you want to have a presentation made or if you want to be part of giving a presentation.
Absolutely. We're happy to do that.
Very good. Missy Moore, Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.